This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
ESPN2. He was the first African-American inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Charlie Sifford, who broke the PGA Tour's color barrier, has died at the age of 92.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio is brought to you by H&R Block. It's refund season. Come into Block and get your billions back, America. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com to make an appointment.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks' Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu, which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6, and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
We all like to save money, and we all like to save time. So why not save money and time on your auto insurance? At Battle Creek Mutual Insurance, we offer a way to do both. Enroll in our EFT payment option and save 5% on your auto insurance premium. EFT makes bill paying easy, convenient, and there's no worry of late payments. Visit bcmutual.com today to contact a local Battle Creek independent agent and start saving. Battle Creek Mutual. Better together.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, on the road as we are at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And, you know, good thing we're not driving the old Chevy Chevette used to back in the day. But it is National Letter of Intent Signing Day. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here from UNK. We will be giving you the names of the Loper signees. In fact, I got word from Peter Yazvek. Two more have come across. It is amazing that it's still the fax machine in this day and age with all the social media out there. Maybe Mike Riley will get that changed. But later today, Mike Riley's press conference here on ESPN, 2 o'clock, talking about Nebraska signees. Josh Lamberson, first-year coach here at UNK. We'll talk with him a little bit later on in the program about the signees, our first live chat with the coach since signing this recruiting class. Tomorrow, Tony Harper's going to join us. They're going a little bit later in the day, and Coach Harper will have the stage tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, along with Sean Callahan, to look back at what was going on. Brian Munson from Big Red Report is going to join us today. We're going to talk with Brady Bonzel, the track coach at UNK, momentarily. But it is a big day, unfortunately, in this part of the state, and it's not all over the state, kind of south and southwest of here. Already saw some signings down in the McCook area today, but here in Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, a lot of these ceremonies, and it's nice to get the picture, the interview, have the clip for the scrapbook in that once in a lifetime. They're going to have to postpone it till way late today or tomorrow.
Even Omaha Lincoln is running into that a little bit. So across the state of Nebraska, it's running into that. I've seen some guys who are supposed to sign out of Omaha and the Bellevue area. They're postponing until tomorrow as well.
Well, let's jump right into it with our Loper Link. As we said, football coming up a little bit later on, but every Wednesday we talk to a different UNK coach or administrator. Time for our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons. They have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. And we're pleased to be joined by Brady Bonzel. This is not cross-country weather, Brady. Good morning.
Well, feedlot and just woke up this morning glad I wasn't out scooping bunks. That's That's what I got to do on my snow days. What did you guys do in Ord on your snow days?
You know what? I feel your pain because the first thing, this is going to sound weird, but the first thing that popped into my mind, and maybe it's not quite as cold today, but back in my day, you'd have to get the can of ether and spray it on the tractor to get it started up. If you didn't have it plugged in, you'd have to spray the ether there so you get that baby jump started and going. But you're exactly
– I know. Everybody would be walking up and down the hall. We might get out of school. We might get out of school. And I'm thinking, I would so much rather go to basketball practice than go home
so
and do what
easier.
I'm going to have to do.
It's so much easier. I want to be in school. I want to be in school. Well, Brady, we have moved on. We're getting ready for the Charlie Foster Classic coming up this weekend. But just for the Loper fans out there, what's been going on since the calendar turned to 2015 for your Tracksters?
We come off a Christmas break, and we had a really good meet prior to Christmas, and just a home meet. Had a lot of good performances, particularly in the field events and in the short sprints. They go home for about three and a half weeks for break, and when they come back, we have a meet in 4 days. So you jump back in the first week or two. We were at the Devaney Center twice, once for a meet that UNL hosted and another time for a Nebraska Wesleyan hosted meet. And not, any really, really big performances those 2 weeks, but you're just getting started. And then this last week we were at a meet at Concordia University. And, I think we just kind of gradually pick up momentum as we go along. We, in addition to the crew that was at Concordia, we actually sent about 10 jump and sprint athletes to a meet at Colorado Mines, and we got some really good performances there. Dylan Schroat and Brady Land in particular, a couple of our national qualifying All-American type athletes had really good weekends.
Obviously, this week is the anomaly here a little bit, but last week you probably had to get really the itch for going outside and being able to practice and things outside, couldn't you, last week when the weather was in the 70s?
Yeah. The previous 2 weeks, we worked outside quite a bit, which is just really good from it, keeping people healthy, and, indoor track can beat you up a little bit more, and it's just it's probably good for everybody's immune system, too. To be honest with you, right now, we're probably – and I think this isn't just at UNK. I'm hearing about this, in the high schools and elementary schools and that sort of thing too, is we're dealing with, with the people that are out more often than not are out because of illness than injury at this point. So I've just kind of gotten to the point where if someone calls me during the day and says they aren't feeling great, I just tell them not to come to practice because I already know how they're going to feel that night and the next day. So, if we can, the more we can be outside, the better. It keeps people healthy in a lot of ways.
We're talking with Brady Bonzel here on the Doug and Daddy Show, UNK track coach and a cross-country coach. The men are nationally ranked. It's always nice to be recognized. A lot of that has to do with what they did last year, what you got coming back, but just your thoughts on the ranking for the guys.
Yeah, the rankings, it's partially based on what you did the previous year, at least the first couple rankings. It's actually a computer ranking. So the first couple rankings that they put out include performances from the previous year, just knowing that not everybody starts at the same time. You might have an All-American who doesn't even compete in the first two meets or some things like that. It's nice to be ranked. There are five MIAA schools on the men's side that are ranked in the top 25. On the women's side, Central Missouri is ranked number one, with Lincoln University having been the outdoor national champs last year. So as we look ahead to the conference meet, which really isn't that far away, definitely have a pretty high level of competition that we'll be competing against.
Well, obviously, competing at a very high level is Dylan Schroat. He's first nationally in the heptathlon at the moment, has already a national qualifier to this point already as a provisional qualifier in some events. Talk a little bit about his growth, kind of where he's at with the schedule, because obviously this is kind of the last hurrah here for Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan's doing a great job. He's student taught in the fall and did a great job of training. Sometimes had to do that on his own, quite a bit actually on his own while he was student teaching. Came back and in December still got a mark that would qualify him for the national meet in the heptathlon. So as we look ahead, we want to, whenever you have a really good athlete that can do a lot of things like Dylan can, there's always that balance of having him help the team out as much as you can at the conference meet, but balancing that with giving him the best opportunity we can give him to maybe be a national champ or simply place as high as he can at the national meet. He was third last year at the indoor national meet in the heptathlon. And again, sometimes when you have that really great athlete, as you look at college meets, a lot of times people wonder why we don't score meets all the time. And one of the reasons that you're not scoring all your meets is so you're not abusing your best athletes. And so if you look at a guy like that, that's a guy that could get abused a lot because he's so good at so many things. And so just as we look ahead to the conference meet, trying to do everything we can to give our team the opportunity to do as well as we can, while at the same time setting him up to do big things 2 weeks later at the national meet.
Talking right now for another minute with Brady Bonzel, UNK track coach, Charlie Foster Classic. There's a reason that there's a name attached to this. Touch on that and what we'll have this weekend.
Yeah, obviously, you know, that name Charlie Foster just resonates with so many of our alumni, and people come back. You know, I've had a couple alumni tell me, you know, you don't even have to have a meet. If you just said you're having a meet and we could all show up and talk to each other over in Cushing Fieldhouse for a few hours, you don't even have to have a meet. We'll do that. people are definitely always excited to come back for that. If there's one question I get from alumni, it's, hey, what day is the Foster meet? And, hey, is such and such coming back for the Foster meet? Or what have you heard about that? And so we definitely look forward to that. We'll have that meet going on. We'll have a few people competing at the Husker Invite in Lincoln, just maybe a van full of people there, primarily around the track people, you know, from the 400 on up, because that's a pretty elite meet that's going on at the same time. But yeah, we're excited. Like I said, anytime we have a home meet, it seems like we always walk away with two or three events, oftentimes in the field events, that you just go, wow, I didn't see that one coming. And so you don't know who's going to do it, but you almost come to expect that we're going to have some big marks like that.
And finally, Brady, today will be mostly about football, but there are a lot of other sports that sign. Just for the fans out there, your recruiting period and what you're doing at this part of the year when it comes to recruiting.
Yes, they made a change to that this year. We're more on the volleyball, basketball recruiting calendar now, where we had an early signing period in November and a later sign. Our primary signing period will start April 15th. We used to be this would have been our national letter of intent signing day or beginning of that signing period in past years. So the track coaches several years back, I guess, had requested an early signing period, but they didn't want to move from February. The NCAA just kind of tabled it and let it gather dust for a while. And then out of nowhere this summer, they said, oh, you're going to get that early signing period, but nobody else has early signing in February, so you have to do early signing in April. And so everybody kind of got blindsided by it. I don't know how thrilled coaches are about it, but we work with what we've got. We know that football, even at the Division I level, they're kind of, I think, asking for an early signing period where they could have one and then still have this February date. And quite frankly, if football gets it, then I think track will get it, but they're not going to create it just for track. So hopefully we get pulled into that here in the next 2 years and get back on that. But in the meantime, you know, we've got a lot of kids committed. We just can't talk about who they are or where they're from or anything like that. We'll just wait till April to actually sign them.
All right, Brady, we'll let you trudge off with the snowshoes to class, and best of luck, and let's see if we can get some folks out there when the weather is going to be nicer to see the Charlie Foster this weekend.
Yep, absolutely. I think we probably have an outdoor meet this weekend from what they say with the weather, so appreciate anything you guys do for us with covering us and again, just exposure for our athletic department. It's much, much appreciated.
Hey, take care, Brady. No problem. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Brady.
That's Bonzel. He's the head track coach, head cross country coach here at UNK. It's part of our Loper Link. We're going to be talking with football coach Josh Lamberson a little bit later on in the show. He is actually having a press conference next door here in the Zickman room. I just like saying Zick, old Zick. He's
yeah,
a
so it's always good. It's an automatic shout out, isn't it? Automatic shout out.
You got Charlie Foster, you got Al Zickman. Just start there and we can roll on down. And Hastings College has some great names, and the university, of course, has great names. But anyway, we'll talk with him in a little bit. Some other sporting news. UNK wrestling team over the weekend, 1-1. They lost in Lindenwood. They're trying to overcome. We had Coach Bauer on last week. He kept a couple of his studs out this weekend. There's injuries, there's health issues, there's a variety of other things that are going on out there. But the wrestling team lost to Lindenwood, beat Newman this Saturday and Sunday. They are taking out Oklahoma City and Central Oklahoma on the road. It's the next to last weekend there for the Lopers. This is it for the regular season, and then we get into the postseason. Baseball team, Damon Day's the luckiest. He's the luckiest employee of all of UNK. He's got his baseball team down in Texas. They're practicing right now. They got four games, one each, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They started the season 1-2. They won the first game at Metro Friday, then dropped the one-run game. They were up 2-0. top of the first in that second game, couldn't score again, then got beat 6-2 in the second day of that. And let's see what else we got. We got basketball. UNK travels to Fort Hays State tomorrow, and then they're home against Washburn on Saturday. The Lopers lost to Emporia, the Emporia women second in the country, and then the Hays women will be sixth tomorrow. And the Loper men had their five-game winning streak snap despite Connor Baronic's 33 points, 12 rebounds. For the third time this season, he is the MIAA Athlete of the Week. And because 33-12, not good enough, we're here in the Health and Sports Center, and below us, Connor Baronic is
working on the game.
He's working on his game right
working
now. Mackenzie Brown's down there for the women's team. They're working on their game. I'm watching him shoot, and I think after the game, we're going to have a little game of horse.
You know where my money's at, right?
We're going to have a game
my
of horse.
My money is not on you, by the way.
I challenged Connor after his senior season, one of the many all-star games, and it was during halftime of the girls' game. He was getting ready to play the boys' game. So we only played pig. Because we knew
right,
we
would, you only have so
we
much knew time. We had, sure,
and oh, the yeah, chances yeah. of me making three shots were way out. I was up PI to nothing. I was up I to nothing on him.
And how'd it turn out?
And I missed the half quarter to put him away, and then he hit three shots, and he won.
There you go.
He won G to I. So anyway, that's our Loper link for this Wednesday, talking UNK sports and everything that goes on with the Lopers. Our Loper link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. Hot off the press, we have picked up the recruiting class of 2015 for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We'll share that. We'll talk with head coach Josh Lamerson. We've also got Brian Munson coming up from Scout.com and Big Red Report to talk about the Huskers. As of this moment, 15 of the 19 commits have sent in their paperwork. The Huskers did lose a commit last night, but did they really? A defensive back that he committed was last week. Now he's not going to. He's going to Arkansas. Have fun with Bielema. And maybe that way he can take
his
shirt off.
Six different time that he's changed his mind from one to another. So that wasn't finished until the paperwork comes in.
How quickly will he be ineligible? We'll take a break. Back to the UNK Health and Sports Center right after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 14th, showcasing 12 schools, 6 games, beginning at 11 a.m. in the comfort of the Heartland Event Center. Your ticket is good for the entire day. See Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS,
Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic,
Aurora GICC,
Elkhorn South Columbus Scotus,
Oakville Academy Omaha South. Buy tickets at the Heartland Event Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, a winter storm warning continues. We'll have cloudy skies with snow likely and areas of blowing snow, especially through midday. Could pick up another 1 to 3 inches with high temperatures in the lower 20s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Michael Caro. Currently 16.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We are at the University of Nebraska at Kearney today for a National Letter of Intent signing day. But if you're out, you're working anyway, you need a little lunch, you're just saying, man, it's one of those days at work. Slide on over to the Chicken Coop for their Wednesday lunch special.
And by slide, we mean drive carefully.
Well, yeah, I slid today. I'm not going to lie. Downhill coming over here to UNK. Luckily, the young lady got over in the other lane. Sometimes the college students just kind of look at you and go, huh, why'd you hit me? But anyway, then I'd had to go down to the Chicken Coop and discuss it. But the Chicken Coop is there for you with their great flame-broiled buffalo wings, one of their homemade sauces seared right on, pizzas, burgers, salads, quesadillas, steaks, ribs. They've got them all for you. A great selection of appetizers, your favorite beverages, whether it's water, lemonade, tea, soda, an ice-cold beer. They've got them all there for you. A good mixy if you want, no matter when you get off work. 11 to 11, they're there for you. Close, well, 11 a.m. is when they're opening up. They close at 1 o'clock, obviously, but the kitchen is open there for you to get your lunch or afternoon or evening special in. Thursday, appetizer day. So don't forget that tomorrow. But there's always a happy hour on appetizers each weekday afternoon from 2 to 5:30. Special prices on long necks, draws, and your favorite appetizers. And if you need to book a room for your large party, it's never too soon to start thinking, hey, let's get the Chicken Coop for our graduation party. They've also got a special banquet hall across the street at the Chicken Coop. Talk to Colin and the gang and get it booked today. The Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney.
Perfect time for that. You know, you got to work all day. You got to, you know, got to fight the weather and stuff. You don't want to cook. You don't want to cook.
You don't want to
cook. You don't want to cook.
By the way, spring game tickets went on sale today for the Huskers. Besides everything else, they're on sale right now. Go online to Huskers.com. You can call 1-800-8-BIG-RED. And the tickets are $10 reserved. The spring game is April the 11th, and hopefully better than what we've got here. We know it's better weather-wise in Texas. Nothing else is better in Texas except Brian Munson from Big Red Report. Brian, good morning. Happy. It's Christmas, buddy. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
National Signing Day is my Christmas.
Well, we've got the weather up here to, you know, back it right up.
It's a white Christmas here. It's a white Christmas here.
It's pounding us here, but let's not worry about that. Let's worry about the future of this Husker football program. What do you know? What's been going on this morning? We had a decommit. Last I checked, 15 have sent in their paperwork. There's a handful of walk-ons, including a couple from our listening area that we'll talk about. But I know you've just been in front of the computer and working everything that you can this morning. What's the latest?
So it pretty much went down as planned. You mentioned the decommitment of Willie Sykes, which was something that kind of came to light here in the last 24, 48 hours. That's kind of an interesting scenario there. I mean, he didn't have an Arkansas offer until Saturday night. Obviously, they were recruiting him. I mean, they were supposed to come see him on Thursday, and they canceled the visit. So something must have gone, you know, radically wrong for them and the recruits they had on campus this weekend to go ahead and have to offer Willie Sykes. But they offer Willie, and he ends up accepting it and signing with them this morning, which is a little bit of a disappointment. He is a tremendous athlete, really liked his film. His ability doesn't match his rating, I guess is the best way to say it. His film was really impressive. Would have been a good get. Added some more depth to that class. Nebraska was looking for another safety. But that's also one of the reasons why they went out there and signed Antonio Reed today, who committed over the weekend as well while up on his official visit. Guy can play anywhere from the second level to the third level. He provided kind of some insurance in case something like this happened, and it was a good move by Coach Charlton Warren and Mike Riley to do so.
Brian, was there an area that you look at and you say, wow, Nebraska got really good at this position? I don't mean one individual player, but kind of an entire unit that they've been able to recruit in.
Well, I love what they did in the secondary, and I mean, it all starts with the guys that are there in Lincoln right now. When you start talking about Eric Lee and Avery Anderson and Aaron Williams, guys like that are there, but you go ahead and add a guy, you know, like Antonio Reed to that mix right there. If he's going to play safety or if he's going to move down and play that buck spot, you know, I think Muhammad Berry isn't a guy that necessarily couldn't figure into that situation. I think he's a little bit thicker than what Reed is. But if you watch Barry in his film, you know, he's really coming downhill real hard from that outside linebacker spot. So if they're looking at both Barry and Reed to kind of play that hybrid safety slash linebacker spot, a guy that's going to be out there in a spread for the nickel, a guy that's going to play in the single back sets, guy that's going to be able to not, you know, to not have to come off the football field, you know, in a running or a passing down when it comes to the spread. If you're looking for the flash or you're looking for a guy who needs to drop back into coverage, both these guys kind of fit that mold. So I like what they did in the secondary. Obviously, I like what they did at the linebacker position. And, you know, I think that if they were real close to getting there on the offensive line, you know, when you add a guy like Barnett, but it would have been, you know, I think offensive line would have been the position I mentioned had they gotten Darren Paulo earlier this week.
Ryan Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talked a little bit about that linebacker position and maybe no immediate needs completely met there for kids that can step in. Deshaun Neal's name has been bantered about. Oh, that was a spot that Mike Riley and his assistants immediately brought up. How'd they do?
I like defensive line. I think Deshaun Neal was a huge retention for the staff, number one. I mean, when you have to go head-to-head and toe-to-toe with Bob Stoops and Jim Harbaugh, that's quite the test for your first, you know, 2 months there in Lincoln. So go ahead and fill in the checkbox that Nebraska got a win there. Even though it's an in-state kid, the top competition that was trying to get him to go and leave the state, they were up against it. You know, Ohio State was calling about him. Texas was calling about him. Finally, Dad just put the foot down and said, you're going to Nebraska. So I like what they got in Deshaun Neal. I also like, you know, Alex Davis. Alex Davis, a little bit more of a raw athlete project than what Deshaun Neal is, you know, but they're roughly, you know, same size. You know, talking about a 6'7 down to a 6'5 guy, a 640-pound or 650-pound guy down to 230. What you have to remember with both these guys is this. They are not ready for competition yet. They are going to need 2 years, maybe even 3 years in the system. But if Nebraska fans are looking now at the fall of 2017 or even the fall of 2018, you know, if you're looking at starting defensive ends, Alex Davis and Deshaun Neal, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. I think that Alex Davis, I gave this comparison earlier to my to Josh Harvey, and I told him, I said, I reviewed Alex Davis's film, and I've tried to find a guy that he kind of reminded me of, and I finally brought up the name Jason Pierre-Paul from high school. And I found Jason Pierre-Paul's high school film on YouTube. It's not a spitting image, but it's pretty close, and, you know, roughly these guys are from the same area. So very, very, very good-looking prospect, needs some time to grow in the weight room.
Brian, and you know more about this than I do, but so you have different ways that you kind of grade
boy,
how
there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot of things that opens the door to. But you analyze this in a different level and in a different way than I do and the rest of us folks. But we look at who Nebraska's recruiting against, who they took somebody from, who they lost somebody to. What I've kind of noticed in this year's class is we're seeing the competition that we're looking at these recruits to more of those Division I programs that are more elite. You know, Arkansas, Miami are also in the mix for some of the guys that Nebraska has signed. Looking at it, is Nebraska elevating their game? Are they in better competition with some of those better schools? It used to be we used to battle, you know, Kent State and Iowa State, and now we're going against some of those big guys.
Sure. No, I think it's a great indicator, but I tend to look at the recruits in Nebraska is all, you know, after there are a number of indicators that you can that come up, but the first indicator I think that people cannot overlook, and I think that that it is at some point, it is sometimes, is the offer from Nebraska. I mean, just like with what Bo Pelini was doing prior to, Mike Riley and his staff seem to be digging all the way through these guys when it comes to making their offers. So I think first and foremost, you know, and I think Mike Riley from the guys, the film that I saw, the guys like an Alex Davis, like an Antonio Reed, you know, like a LaVon Alston and Matt Snyder, some of the guys that they brought in with them, you know, from Oregon State or quickly in their time there afterwards, you know, they are really, really good evaluators of talent. They see it. I mean, some of these guys had that one offer from Memphis, you know, and had that one offer from Georgia Southern or whatever. But the funny thing was, as Nebraska started recruiting these guys, like a Willie Sykes, you know, like a Trez Hall, who didn't sign with Nebraska today, but as Nebraska was finding these guys and offering them, it was almost like a snowball effect. You know, all of a sudden, Wisconsin pops up out of nowhere. and Missouri pops up out of nowhere, and then Arkansas comes up with an offer, you know, and then a Michigan says, hey, you know what, Nebraska's in on some good guys, and they just had a coaching change, maybe I can flip some of those guys. And they go after Matt Snyder and Deshaun Neal and Reuben Jones. You know, it's really good to start putting yourself in that same breath with those teams when it comes to trying to find that talent, because you all know that those teams are out there and they're competing. They're in good conferences. They're at the top of their game. I mean, Arkansas had a really good team this year. Michigan's definitely working their way up. But, you know, when Texas and Ohio State are calling about Deshaun Neal, you know you're on the right track.
Ryan Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. We're live at UNK. We're going to talk with their first-year head coach, Josh Lamberson, here in a little bit. We're looking over the Nebraska and Texas kids that are on this list, California kids, Colorado kids. What about, and this is kind of a broad question, but I'm always interested in this one, where were Nebraska's misses? Well, I want you to start, Brian, with, is there a kid in the state of Nebraska that signed elsewhere that should have been a Husker? And what about some of the kids that just were close to coming here and we didn't get?
You know, I thought maybe down the stretch there, you know, if LaVon Alston doesn't come in or if a spot opens up, maybe a guy like C.J. Johnson gets another look. It seems like Nebraska was considering the option maybe of taking another wide receiver. Cameron Stewart went another way. Jared Pinkney went another way. So there was possibly a chance for a guy to get in there and get an offer. I thought it might have been CJ. That being said, they decided not to go that way. When you start talking about the misses, though, I think you have to bring up Darren Paulo first. Darren Paulo was a huge get for Utah, number one, was there this weekend in Lincoln, took a visit, really liked it. I spoke to his dad. He was really caught up on what Lincoln had to offer. Wasn't scared of the weather. That didn't scare him at all. You know, I think what really it came down to was a distance factor. Somebody else brought a Polynesian population or the players on the roster that have a Polynesian background. I think that definitely played into it a little bit. But I think the other thing, too, that kind of needs to be mentioned here is if we mention offensive line, there was a guy that Nebraska had hosted a number of times leading up to this summer, Grant Schmidt from South Dakota. Grant Schmidt doesn't get the offer from Nebraska. Nebraska's, you know, pulling in guys like Gaylord and Decker and then Jerkovich. And then Ohio State, you know, had offered Grant Schmidt, and Grant Schmidt, you know, is going to sign with Ohio State. Another guy that tried to get an offer from Nebraska, a Husker legacy, Joe Burrow, quarterback, U.S. Army All-American, you know, our All-American player anyway, you know, and he was in Lincoln for his junior year for a quarterback academy. He comes back for a game and doesn't get an offer, and he will sign with the national championship team, the Ohio State Buckeyes. So I think in the grand scheme, you look at those two players right there, I would consider those guys misses. But I think for Nebraska fans, the keys have to be here, number one, with how Riley was able to retain the guys for the most part that were on the commitment list when he came in and inherited the job, because I think he did a knockout, outstanding job, of course, with Neal, but the Davis twins, Eric Lee, Avery Anderson, Stanley Morgan, all those guys were on the fence. All those guys were looking at other places, and he did the most. He only lost three out of that whole group, so great job by him and his staff.
Brian, there was some concern, especially from Nebraska lifers, about the walk-on. The latest list I have looked at has 9 on it. 8 of them from the state of Nebraska, from our area, Connor Young from Cozad. There's been a little pipeline there from Cozad. Yep. He's going to go. Noah Johnson from Sutton. The deal with Noah, 6'2", some people may have looked at him as undersized, but had they got a better matchup in the first round of the playoffs for an undefeated team, he would have probably broken the single-season all-class rushing record. He was just 130 yards short, I think, of the Class A mark set last year. So he's going to Nebraska. Wyatt Mazur, who some people believe is one of the best athletes in the state out of Boone Central, even though he played Class C ball. He's proved himself. Do you know a whole lot about the walk-on class at all?
I really don't. I mean, obviously it was scramble time for us just as much as it was the coaching staff when it came to putting together this class. It seemed like every Sunday night there seemed to be a new name or group of names that popped up, and by Monday we were chasing 6 or 7 other guys. What I think the bigger picture is here, though, and obviously that there's a new posting for a staff member that's going to be basically dedicated to the walk-on program. The bigger picture is here, obviously, is that Mike Riley and his staff embrace the walk-on tradition. It's part of life at Nebraska. It's one of those things where I don't think nationally people really understand it. And that's perfectly fine with me because I think growing up in it and growing up around it and knowing players that took part in it, it's a special thing. And to know that they're going ahead and giving the attention to hire a guy to make sure that those players that you mentioned and the players that have come before that have an opportunity if they can't get that scholarship immediately, that potentially they have a chance to earn that scholarship over the next 3 to 4 years or 5 years whenever they get to Lincoln. I think that's one of the things that make Nebraska Cornhuskers and the football program special.
Well, Brian, let me ask you this. There's no way this coaching staff would have any knowledge of any of these kids,
right?
And it sounded like every house was cleaned and every office was moved. Who's given these guys advice on these walk-on kids?
You know, I give tremendous credit to, like, Andy Vaughn and Ryan Gunderson. They're the guys that I think are the most entertaining online, you know, when it comes to following them on Twitter. And if you guys are on Twitter and you guys aren't following Ryan Gunderson and Andy Vaughn, you need to. But I think that the one thing beyond just the entertaining style in which they do their jobs is that they do their jobs. They've been very thorough. It doesn't surprise me at all that they put together this large of a group in such a short amount of time when it comes to the walk-on class, because I think that they were definitely burning the midnight oil when it came to the scholarship class, and they probably were spending just as much time, you know, when it came to, like, look, we've also got to do this. We also have to address this. When it came to the walk-on group, they were not going to leave any stone unturned. So they wanted to go ahead and be as thorough as they possibly can with as little amount of time. It's not going to surprise me at all either, guys. You know, if we don't see this group grow by another 5-6 players, you know, over the next couple, 3 weeks, by the end of February, we could be talking about a group that gets up to 15 deep in size.
Back in Nebraska's heyday in the 80s, there was really kind of a pipeline. There was our footprint actually kind of included New Jersey and around Bradenton, Florida. With the new staff, is the footprint going to change? Are there still some hotbed activities that traditionally have been Nebraska that are still there? Or is that going to move with all the folks from the West Coast that are on the coaching staff now?
Well, I think the first couple things that stand out about what's happened so far is the early interviews with Gunderson and Vaughn talking about the 500-mile radius of Nebraska. So they've set up those recruiting zones for their coaches to make sure that, you know, that the states like Iowa and Illinois and Kansas and Colorado and the Dakotas, that they're getting their due attention. You know, that's important. You don't have the type of population, you don't have the type of square mileage that a state of Texas has, for example. So you've got to go out there and extend the state border. And so in order to do that, you've got to go out there and you've got to grab a state like Missouri and say, look, we should get everybody out of that state that we want. We want to be able to cherry pick that state. We want to be, and players want, for whatever reason, players want, and the top players in the state of Missouri seem to always leave. If you look at the top players in the state of Missouri, most of them are leaving the state. So you want to be able to go in there and grab as many of those guys off that list as you want. Same thing with Kansas. You want to get into Oklahoma. You know, especially when you start talking about programs like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State that want to go ahead and slow play the kids in-state, get the players out of state, and then backfill with the guys in-state that they can go ahead and get. They should be treated as being higher priorities. And I think Nebraska can go ahead and set themselves up very, very well when it comes to recruiting the states of Oklahoma and Missouri and Iowa and the Dakotas and extend that. But also, if you look at, like, Coach Charlton Warren, who from, like, Alabama over into Florida has great southeastern ties. These guys, Coach Trent Bray is in the Dallas area here. So they're going to have ties in the state of Texas. Obviously, they've got some ties in the state of California. The one thing I'm going to be interested in seeing here over the coming years is Coach Mike Riley and his staff recruited the junior colleges. So So who is going to be responsible for doing that at Nebraska? Because there was always a junior college element in all of his classes. If you look at all of his classes and on his roster, there have always been junior college kids there. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that carries over. And if they develop that relationship at Iowa Western that everybody's been talking about that has been non-existent, you know, or was non-existent under Bo Pelini.
I don't know what you're going to do tomorrow, Brian, but hopefully you can enjoy it. Play with your toys, I guess. That's what we always do the day after Christmas. So we'll let you get back to the rest of the day. There's still some work to be done out there. Nebraska's recruiting class is right in that 32-33 range, which I think is, you know, pretty much average, and nobody really seems to care too much about that anymore. So anything else, Brian, before we let you go?
Well, we'll be paying attention here to Adrian Talon, who's an outside linebacker out of Florida. He'll be announcing his intentions here in the next 20 to 25 minutes. And if I had to guess here, I think it's still Nebraska, even though he kind of popped one on me this morning and said it's down in Nebraska and TCU.
All right, buddy. Well, appreciate all the knowledge as always, folks. Keep up with Brian. Throw out the Twitter address, Big Red Brian.
All right, yeah, Big Red Brian, and good luck out there to the new UNK head coach. Go Lopers.
All right, take care, buddy. Always Thanks, appreciate Brian. The time. Brian Munson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Husker football. And, boy, the list is there. But what do you think about what we're seeing from the Huskers?
Well, I like the direction that they're going. And, again, you see kind of the impact, as you mentioned, the walk-on program. The walk-on program has some ripple effects, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit with Coach Lamberson here in just a little bit, because that's one of the major ripple effects is you'll have some of those kids who could probably make a big difference in Division II that decide to play Division I ball, and they may or may not even step on the field.
Still some opportunities out there to see some kids join it, but it's just not that big a deal anymore at Division I is what you'll see at some of the other spots. But, folks, hopefully this class is like no other, whether you're at UNK, Hastings College, the Huskers, or your favorite team. The 2015 irrigation season will be here once the fields dry out, now after this beautiful snowstorm that we're having. But, again, Mother Nature doesn't always give you all the moisture you need. That's why T&L hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems are there for you. Find out why so many growers are moving to T&L. Their superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why. We know how hard it is to change from time to time. Maybe you have went with the old start and stop for years. Your granddad had it. Your dad had it. You've started out that way. But you know, you want to look at T&L. It's okay. It's okay. You don't even have to let dad know. Just get on the computer, get on your smartphone, go to TLIRR.com, or slip by your local T&L dealer. They're like no other at T&L Irrigation Systems. Well, we just saw Josh Lamberson do backflips down the hallway here, so it looks like he's headed this way, fired up about his first recruiting class here at UNK. We'll talk with the coach right after this, the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the UNK Health and Sports Center.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob's Ass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob's Ass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1260. 800-800-3600. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
A couple months back, my wife had an accident. Everybody was all right, but her car was a mess. She was all upset, but I told her it's no big deal because we have insurance and the body shop at Crossroads Ford. Crossroads can do it all, from door dings and hail damage to fender benders and major body work. Her car was looking like new in no time and with no insurance hassles. Well, thanks to a deer, now it's my turn. Thankfully, they work on all makes and models. Small enough to know you, big enough to help you. Crossroads Ford, North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath.
Back here at the UNK Health and Sports Center, it is National Letter of Intent Signing Day, and we are sure glad to have you along with us here on ESPN Radio, live at the UNK Health and Sports Center. At Hastings, they were going to have their signing event going on tonight. Because of the weather, they have decided to postpone that, so that will not be going on tonight. We will have Coach Mike Riley and his press conference coming up a little bit later on this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Don't forget, our Cunningham's Comedy Clip is coming up, and the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, GMC. They've got the vehicles that will get you through this kind of weather. They had the beautiful top down last Wednesday. Not this week, Randy. Not this week.
No, I don't think they're selling probably a lot of convertibles this week. Last week, they were probably okay.
At least you were thinking about it.
Now you're four-wheel driving
tax
this week.
Tax refund, it's 70. Bang! Yeah, let's see how that's getting away right now. I see some of those people with the wrong kind of cars trying to drive them out here. But no matter what you're looking for, the Midway Auto Dealership commitment to customer care means hassle-free pricing, the lowest price on every vehicle every day. And the great thing is, when the manufacturer has a little bit more of a deal, we tell you about that. Of course, they had all the year-end events. They're going to be talking about tax time events and how you can do that. You can also keep up to date on everything at thinkmidway.com. View their entire inventory. And it's not just like, okay, here's a truck sitting out there. No, they're going to take a video tour of each and every individual vehicle on the lot. Plus, you can keep up to date with all the very latest news at thinkmidway.com. Like them on Facebook as well. And they're right there for you at your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. I love it because we're all checking cell phones this time of the year, and Josh Lamberson has just been caught doing that. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Checking to see if that last little bit of paperwork coming in. You're checking to see if that last paperwork was coming in.
The email was in, so.
But how's the heart? I guess, how's the heart rate right now? It's your first year head coach.
Right.
You got a lot of kids that have got their paperwork in. The weather's not great. You never know how that's going to work. But how is the heart rate?
Well, I woke up about 4 o'clock this morning, and I looked outside, and I thought, oh, boy, we're going to have one heck of a day, just because I knew the amount of kids that we had, you know, on the hook that potentially could sign. But, you know, they've done a fantastic job of finding creative ways to get all their paperwork in and, you know, really put my heart at ease. We're not even at noon yet, and we've got most of these kids signed, sealed, and delivered. So it makes me feel a lot better in that regard.
I think you have 39 sets of paperwork.
Yep.
You kind of have 40 in the class. You're mm-hmm. still waiting on that last one to come. 40 seems like a large number to me.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that number. Is this kind of a retooling completely?
Well, no, not at all. You know, with that 40, it does seem like a very large number. Some of these kids are actually already enrolled here. Some are junior college transfers. Some are walk-on kids. You know, so we've kind of run the gamut. But the one thing that really is the overwhelming quality on all these kids is the quality of athlete that they are. You know, we do have a large number, but all these kids have the potential to play at a very high level in the MIAA and be pretty early contributors in their career. So that's the one thing that I go back to is these kids, if you watch their huddle film, you take a step back and you're like, wow, this kid's good. Well, this kid's good. This kid's good. And so all across the board, couldn't be more happy with the quality and the type of kid that we were able to bring in.
We're talking with UNK head football coach Josh Lamberson. Just a little overview here. 22 of the kids are from Nebraska, 5 from Colorado, so there's still some touch there. Your touchdown in Missouri, obviously, 4 from Missouri, and 3 from Texas so far. 10 defensive backs, 8 offensive linemen, 5 wide receivers, 4 quarterbacks and linebackers, 3 defensive ends and tight ends, and on down the line here. It's a short amount of time to try and put together this big of a group. What was your strategy? How did your assistant coaches become a part of this? How did you attack this? And in such a short amount of time, realize these are the kind of kids that can help at UNK. So there's about 4 questions.
Right. I'll wrap up in one. I'll do my best there. I first want to just give a huge thank you to Chancellor Christensen, the Kearney community, really everybody on campus here, Dr. Plinsky. They just stepped up on an unbelievable level to make sure that we had all the tools that we needed to go out and recruit the type of student athlete that we knew that we needed to get to compete at a very high level in our league. And so we knew where we were at in the process of things. Really, recruiting starts in May for all intents and purposes. And so, you know, coming in January, we knew we were behind the eight ball and just in developing relationships with these kids. But the testament goes out to the staff and really their families for allowing them to be away for so long and to come in here and do a phenomenal job of, first and foremost, identifying the type of kid that we wanted, both on film in the classroom and the type of person that they were, and then going out and seeing them in the school, seeing them at their homes, getting to meet their families, finding out what makes each and every one of these kids tick on a personal level. And so that was a big deal for us as well, because the quality of the athlete is good, but also the quality of the person and the fit within our family and what we're trying to build was another really key characteristic that we were looking for. And so to go out there and really just to work hard, to pound the pavement and to get in front of these kids and to convince them to come out for a visit. And then once they got out here on a visit, to be very organized and efficient with our time to show them all the really the benefits that Kearney and UNK have to offer. And then once they got out here and really kind of drank the Kool-Aid, it was a great fit for a lot of them.
It
was blue Kool-Aid.
It was blue Kool-Aid. How successful was that recruiting visit? I mean, it seemed to me that I just got a different sense on campus this year versus previous years on how you guys kind of conducted it. Talk a little bit about the philosophy of what you wanted to do when you finally got the kid on campus.
Sure. You know, and that was a big deal to us. That official visit for a kid is essentially your make or break time in the entire recruiting process, and they have to see everything. They have to see the good things, you know, and the bad things as well. And so what we try to do is when they walk out of here, they have all their questions answered and they feel great about all the information that they got when they were here on their visit. And so, you know, you try to wine and dine them and put them in front of great people, which we have here at UNK. Dr. Plinsky talked to each and every one of these recruits and their families, and that was a huge deal from an administrative level to come out and be able to do that, take time out of his busy schedule to help us in the recruiting process. And then, you know, to hook them up with our student athletes that are already on campus. They did a phenomenal job of really selling the brand of what we're trying to turn this place into. And, you know, they're our best recruiters. And so a lot of credit goes to them as well. But really to just put your best foot forward and to showcase really what UNK is all about. And once people get out here and they see it, they really realize that.
Josh Lamberson, head football coach, UNK. When coaches make changes, sometimes they bring players. How many of these kids were you familiar with in recruiting at Central Mo that came with you?
Well, there were a couple. You know, specifically, obviously, the Missouri kids. You know, Coach Gordon and I recruited a lot of the same areas when we were at rival schools, when he was at Northwest Missouri and I was at Central Missouri. And so we were very familiar with these kids, and also some of the Nebraska kids as well, just because I had some familiarity recruiting up here when I was at Central. And so, you know, we had kind of made some inroads with these individuals and then, you know, developed that relationship, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about the fit of the university and the relationship that they have with the recruiting coach. And these kids felt comfortable enough to go ahead and take a chance and to come out to Kearney and see what we were all about here at UNK and chose to be a part of Loper Nation.
And you talked a little bit about the footprint, in a sense. Do you really have a chance in this first year of really developing exactly what you want that footprint to be?
You know, I think so. I think it's all about how you conduct yourself on a daily basis and what you're putting out and what people are taking from you. And that's something that we talk about, the standard in which we set each and every day. And we have every opportunity to leave people with some type of impression, both good and bad, whether it's you're talking on the radio or whether it's you're walking down the hall and you see a janitor, whatever the case or situation may be, we're always putting something off. And so we're trying to put the right things off, treat people the right way, surround ourselves with quality individuals and high character people, and we feel like good things will happen if we do that.
Joshua, one more on just kind of the broad scheme here. How many of these kids had connections to the previous staff that you were able to – everybody compares to what's going on in Lincoln and other places.
Sure.
How many kids were on the table that you talked to? Did you lose some? How did that process go?
You know, it's a lot different in Division II as far as, you know, the early commits and all those things that ESPN has made very popular and has made this day really such a media frenzy. You know, for Division II, a lot of these kids don't make that decision until really one in the last 2 weeks. And so, you know, we had some names when we got here, but we wanted to really create our own evaluations on all kids. So we essentially kind of started from scratch and went in. And that's why I said the high school coaches, specifically in the state of Nebraska, just did a phenomenal job of making sure that we had everything that we needed to go out and recruit the kids that that we'd identified.
Nebraska obviously throws a very long shadow, and one of those shadows that kind of hits Division II schools, there's some great athletes who are going to be walking on at Nebraska,
sure,
not getting a scholarship, that would look great in a Loper uniform. Talk a little bit about how you try to convince young men that coming here and playing here is mm-hmm. better than the dream of playing and running out of that tunnel in Lincoln.
Right. Well, you know, I think one of the advantages that I have is I had that same dream, you know, growing up in the state of Nebraska, and my dad was a huge Husker fan, as most Nebraskans are. And so I understand the dynamic and the hierarchy of where things lie in the state of Nebraska. And so, you know, if a kid is dead set on being able to run out of the tunnel and listen to that and the roar of the crowd, then there's not a lot that you're going to sway that kid. It doesn't matter what you put out in front of him. So, you know, you have to recruit those kids that want to go and possibly play early in their career, be a part of something that really that we're starting here in the middle of this football-crazed state, and to pull on those heartstrings to come out and make a Division II powerhouse. And so, you know, level obviously isn't as important to some of those kids as it is to others, that they just want to be part of that family, and that's perfectly okay. But you have to go out and identify those kids that maybe want to go out and do something a little bit different than the norm of just putting on the big red.
Just a couple minutes, a couple questions left here for Coach Lamerson. We'll let him get back onto his day here at the Health and Sports Center. I did notice out of this class, mm-hmm. and even last year I was kind of commenting, I thought the Lopers needed some help here, and that's running back. You mm-hmm. have one true running back commit,
right,
Thomas Russell,
right,
out of Millard West. And then you told me last time you were in studio that mm-hmm. you wanted to have it done today for the most part.
Right.
Are we done?
We're done. You know, on the high school ranks, we're definitely done. Now, we have saved money, obviously, in the coffers for some junior college kids, and we are going to make some spring ball evaluations. And so what our football team is right now and what it will be in May may look a little bit different, because there's always room to bring in those junior college kids over the summer in positions that you identify that you need some help in after your spring evaluations. And so, you know, running back was a deal where you only have so much money by each position. And because I think we have eight on our roster right now, with the amount of money that we had to spend at the running back position, we knew we could only take one high school kid. And so that's kind of why we only signed one. We had a lot of quality on our sheet for that position. Actually had a lot of quality kids on campus, and Thomas was the one that jumped on it, and we're really glad that he did.
It's exactly a month ago today, is it not, that you came on campus and kind of met everybody?
It was that we actually got here as a staff. We had our first staff meeting where everybody was sitting around the table on January 4th. So it's been quite the month, to say the least.
So obviously a very quick learning curve with that first recruiting. What's a few things you look at and say, boy, we really nailed that, and oh boy, we're not doing it that way again next year?
I think, you know, that's an all-encompassing deal, and that will be an ever-changing curve. You know, and I continue to learn things each and every day. There's always things that you can obviously get better at in the process, whether it's from an organizational purposes on visits, or you know, to use your time more efficiently when you're out on the road, and to make sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be and on the same page communication wise. And so, you know, I think it's a big list, but I also think that our staff did a fantastic job of really helping me along the way, kind of sit in that seat and guiding me with what their actions were and what they were doing and where we stood with all these kids. And so, you know, it's been a great experience for us, one that we'll obviously tweak and you know, get better at along the way, but one that I couldn't be more happy with how it went and the kids that we were able to sign.
And Josh, it'll be asked the first day of spring ball, so we'll ask it here.
Sure.
It's kind of a customary question, I think. Are there starters, I guess? Are there guys that are not coming back that you're going to have to fill in from last year's team? Are there things you're changing? Are there guys that just don't want to come back? And I'm not just talking about you got Romero at the running back.
Sure,
he's a wrestler.
Sure.
You got some of that out there.
Yep.
Is there injuries that are going to keep guys out of spring ball? What can you tell us there?
Absolutely. You know, and you know, we'll have some more injuries or whatnot over the winter conditioning months as well. You know, and that's part of it. But this is and we told our team this in the first team meeting. One thing that we're going to do every single day is compete. We're going to compete with ourselves. We're going to compete with each other. And in order to do that, you have to be able to physically go out there and perform and to really showcase your skill set. And so that's going to be the thing. We kind of washed away with the depth chart. We don't really have a set one. We're going to let these kids kind of work it out. And it always seems to do that. You know, I know everybody gets caught up in who's the number one, who's the number two, and so on and so forth down the line. But really at this point in time, because we are not doing football evaluations really now, it's in the weight room. It's in the conditioning part of and the agility part of your evaluation period. That's kind of where we're at. And we'll kind of see where it goes.
We didn't. You know, you got a lot of kids here. Mm-hmm. We don't want to break them all down, but we do have to ask you about some of the local kids.
Sure.
Let me run off a bunch of them here for our listeners. You got some Kearney Catholic kids, and Dennis Cabanning and Nick Brungardt was a big part of their line. Of course, the Brungardt name, pretty big deal there. David Squires is going to come back to the football team after sitting out Hastings St. Cecilia. You got Jake Kadow, I believe is the proper way to say that. Colin Kenton from Lexington. John Masker's coming in from Kearney Catholic as well as one of the four quarterbacks that you've pulled in there. Braden Davis, I'm guessing Mr. Kozel might have had some input there, bringing Sargent's own into that class. Brennan Kohler from Arapahoe is coming. Randy, did I miss anybody? Colton Siss from McCook.
From McCook, yeah.
Is, you know, we throw that out because Broderson works here.
Exactly.
anything about those kids? I know you don't like to talk about them individually.
Right. You know, I think the common thread with all those kids is they are just workers. You know, they might not be the most flashy kids that you know, had all the offers or whatever the case was, but those kids put it on the line each and every Friday night. And talking to their high school coaches are kids that you would want down in a foxhole with you. Kids that just are committed to being a part of something special, to be a part of something that's bigger than any one of them individually. And so that was the great thing about those kids is all of them were so excited to stay local and to be a part of the foundation of really what we're building here. And that was a big thing for me too. You know, I was from a small school and, you know, whether good, bad, or otherwise, sometimes you get overlooked when you're at those places. But to be given an opportunity to come in here and play at a very high level in Division II football, specifically with the MIAA, you know, that's a huge deal for them, and they wanted to come be a part of that.
You kind of mentioned staying local. And if you're Sargent, probably UNK is the local school.
Sure.
And obviously Hastings, if you're looking at NCAA, even Hastings would be as well. There's a lot of competition, Washburn, Northwest Missouri State. They've all made inroads in the Lincoln, Omaha area, as you well know. How do you kind of make it so UNK is the local school instead of some of those other community,
sure,
other
yeah,
schools?
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the great things is you know, we're in the state of Nebraska, you know, and these kids – right, wrong, or indifferent, they grow up being Nebraska fans, and that gets, you know, kind of pounded to them early on. And but just being the sense of being a Nebraskan and being able to come out into the middle of this state, and if they're not going to put on the big red, well, why don't you come out here and put on the big blue and be a part of something that's extremely special, made up of mostly Nebraskans, and to put this place on the map on a national level in Division II football, to come out here and build a powerhouse. And so we pulled on those heartstrings with those kids and had a tremendous amount of success building a Nebraska program out of Nebraska kids.
And now that recruiting day is over, Josh says he's going to celebrate by sleeping in until 5. Until 5.
Hopefully
tomorrow.
So. Exactly.
Coach, always great chatting with you. I know we're going to enjoy continuing to work with you. And thanks for answering all the questions.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
You guys are fantastic. I do want to just give one last shout out to everybody that's been so supportive of what we're trying to do here. Really, the community of Kearney, UNK as a whole, have been welcoming to me and my staff and our families. So we couldn't be happier to be here, and go Lopers.
Josh Lamerson, head football coach at UNK. He's got them almost all signed up here. We're maybe
waiting for the paperwork.
Maybe waiting on one more. So must be snowing down there. So we'll let the coach get out of here and kind of wrap things up here. But before we do, let's add a little comedy to what's already a comedic type of weather day out there, Randy.
Yeah, it's doing it again. It's kind of a repeat. That's kind of a hint, by the way, to my comedy.
Oh, really? Here. It's time for the Cunningham's comedy clip for this week. Let's pull that up here, and you'll have a chance to win 2 tickets to comedy night tomorrow night.
I was in the Virgin Islands once. I met a girl. We ate lobster, drank pina coladas. At sunset, we made love like sea otters. That was a pretty good day. Why couldn't I get that day over and over? What would you do if you were stuck in one place and every day was exactly the same and nothing that you did mattered?
Now that sums it up for me.
There you go. All you have to do to get entered for our Cunningham's Journal Comedy Contest is we've got a variety of ways to let us know what movie that's from, one of the actors in that movie, and we will get you entered. And a little bit later on this afternoon, a random draw out for a pair of tickets to the 7:30 show. You can be seated at 6, enjoy a lunch at Cunningham's on Thursday night. And here's how you do it. You can text or call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line. And when you do, give us your answer, your name, and the phone number to contact you, and do that with all of these ways to get in touch with you. 646-0506. That's 308-646-0506. You can comment on our Facebook post. The clip is up on our Facebook page, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Give us your name, your phone number, your answer. We'll randomly draw it out, contact you. You'll get tickets to Thursday night show featuring Tom Foss as the lead comedian tomorrow. They also have a 10:30 show on Thursday nights. These will be to the early show.
Only thing better than comedy would be free comedy, wouldn't it? That would make it just that much better. And by the way, I'm not going to play by the rules anymore. Another line from the same movie.
Yeah, because that was not the line I would have picked out, but there's so many of them. There's so many.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. I can watch it over and over.
Ned?
And over.
Ned?
Ned Brierson?
Oh.
I sure as heck if I remember you.
Bang. Here's our Midtown Mart cooler question, and then I think we'll be wrapping things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, of the two hot teams in the NBA, which has the best chance to win it all? Golden State in the West, Atlanta in the East. Which team has the best chance of winning it? 67% took Golden State, 33% took Atlanta. People just don't believe in Atlanta because they haven't been a power for a long time. They're coming along, but
not like Golden State's been a power either.
Well,
I will say this: what's tougher for Golden State is they play in a much better conference. Oh. Just getting to the finals is going to be a bigger obstacle than what Atlanta currently has right now. Really, Atlanta. I don't know. Cleveland's getting better, and who knows? Maybe it'll even be Cleveland, but just about everybody in the West can beat anybody else in the West.
Well, that was the talk yesterday, and that was what I prefaced my selection with, was that it would be easier for Atlanta to get there than Golden State, but I think trying to beat LeBron, forget about it. Today, same question, only in the NHL. You'll know more about this. Which team has the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup, Anaheim, Tampa Bay?
You know, the thing is, there's always that upset in the first round where the one seed gets beat by the eight seed. I think Anaheim's more complete. I kind of like Anaheim's chances.
Let's see if I can get everything else rattled out here for you today with all the changes that are going on weather-wise. Here is what we have for you. The games in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament have been postponed, boys and girls. They will play all the quarterfinal games tomorrow night. The semifinal games, the boys, both of them will be at 6:15. Both of the girls' games will be at 8 o'clock. If you're in the Lou Platt Conference, the top half of the bracket will play in the new gym. The bottom half of the bracket will play in the older gym at Adams Central on Friday, and then the game time Saturday, 4 and 6 for the consolation and championships will remain the same. Fort Kearney Conference is on track. They will play at the Vero Events Center Thursday girls, Friday boys, Saturday everybody, and we'll have them all for you here on ESPN Radio Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Also going on out there, the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament games have all been moved to Thursday. So there you go. They're going to be doubling up on those. What else do we have here? Twin Valley, I don't think I have any update on what's going on with the Twin Valley, and I'm sure they're in the same boat as the rest of us, though. So you can check our weather closings as well online at superstation.com and kkpr.com to pick up the very latest.
Lou Platt kind of chasing themselves a little bit after they postponed things on Monday. Otherwise, you know, they wouldn't have been playing today if they hadn't pushed things back a day. So yeah, it's just... I don't want them to have those decisions. I got the notice this morning that there was going to be no school. Woke up and it said some element is missing of this snow day. That would be the snow when I looked outside about 5 o'clock in the morning. But they certainly
it was a little earlier.
It was a, yeah.
Because I was like Josh, I had to get up at 4 and you know, let the dog out, and then when I got up at 6, it was. We got about 2 hours of thumpiness.
So. Yeah, yeah. And they got it right, but it was like I looked outside and I was like, man, it must be coming, and it did. It got here.
So, again, Hastings College, here's what we've got tonight. Adam Mazur filling us in. Their wrestling match with York postponed. They will have that on Friday as part of a double duel with Midland, which was already scheduled. As of now, the basketball with Doan is still on. That looks like that is the latest that we have. From Hastings College. So we will pass that along to you if that changes, and you'll be able to hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. 1230 AM KHAS. Mike will have all the action for you. Nebraska basketball, finally.
Offense looked good. Offense looked good.
Take the Huskers. You knew they were going to come out.
They looked. The offense looked good.
63%. So the Husker men get the job done there last night and pick up the victory.
Northwestern's coach said if Nebraska shoots like this, there isn't anybody in the league that they can't beat. Yeah, you shoot 63%. Yeah, you're probably going to beat a lot of basketball teams.
Let's hope they can get that done. That's going to wrap things up for us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We do want to thank the gang here at UNK, as always, Rich Broderson, Peter Yazvak, Todd Gatula, and, of course, head coach in Josh Lamberson for joining us and breaking down their class. Brian Munson of Big Red Report for chatting about what's been going on with the Huskers. We will hear from head coach Mike Riley in his press conference this afternoon at 2. Also, I want to thank Brady Bonzel, a track coach here at UNK, filling us in on what they've been doing in the Charlie Foster Classic. Tomorrow, Hastings coach Tony Harper, Sean Callahan. Also, a special Doug and Daddy show. We're going to be talking a little bit about Heart Disease Month, some things that are going to be going on. Monty Kratzenstein will be in studio. Shannon Thompson will be with us to tell us all about it. So it's all right here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Randy, stay safe, man.
Yeah, yeah. We'll slip slide away out of here.
See you tomorrow, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Hastings, Minden, and Roseland today.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you.
and always here at chsagra.com.
It's been a long day. It's cold outside and your car is on E. Ugh.
Okay, I'll go to Fast Fills. Because when I walk in, I know that I will be greeted with a fresh brewed tea or coffee and a smile. A good joke and sometimes a bad one. But the point is, they remember their customers and treat them like friends. So all of a sudden, filling up is something you look forward to. Fast Fills Plaza, your Senex station, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Senex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies.
Superstation Sports Center. Good afternoon to Mike Will, a Sports Center update on ESPN. Well, on a night when Siobhan Shields reached 1,000 career points, Nebraska enjoyed one of his best offensive nights of the season in posting a 76-60 win over Northwestern last night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Shields became the 26th Husker to reach the plateau with two free throws with 2:57 left in the ballgame.
It's an awesome accomplishment. I mean, I couldn't do it without these guys. But, I mean, there's a bigger picture that we're trying to get to as a team. So, I mean, enjoy it. It's awesome. But we got a lot of work to do as a team. So just move on from it.
Nebraska hit 63% of their shots in the contest, including 10 of 21 from three-point range. Shields says they were a lot more efficient on the offensive end.
It's huge. I mean, we've been struggling shooting. It's no secret. So getting everyone step in threes that, and a lot of easier looks that they can knock down was, kind of something we've been talking about, just kind of get the ball moving, get easy step-in shots and instead of a lot of contested shots.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Try to get the offense flowing. I think that's what we did.
Teran Petaway led the way with 28 points, 7 rebounds, and 4.